The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Adam Gilchrist joins us. I'll be in London in 2 weeks. You're going to keep some sunny weather for me?
Good morning, Steve. Not a chance.
Oh, thanks.
It's constant showers and drizzle, I imagine, by the time you get here.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Now, Downing Street, the Brexit talks are on, and there are some positive signs from the EU.
Yeah. Strangely. Some positive noises, which is strange, isn't it? But talks at Downing Street, and the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, welcomed what he called a new constructive and realistic tone from the UK Prime Minister. It said it made him feel cautiously optimistic about Brexit. Mr. Tusk suggested that the British attitude of having our cake and eating it is finally coming to an end, his words. But, I mean, as always, Steve, one step forward, one step backwards. Let's face it, 16 months since Britain's Brexit decision, actually very little has been agreed. And still, the negotiating talks are really talks about how we'll negotiate. So I guess it takes a while, but it's taken a blooming while.
Greece, a British tourist has been killed there in a very strange attack.
Yeah, a British tourist killed and partially eaten in Greece. At first, police thought feral dogs were responsible, but now they think that she was set upon by rabid wolves and jackals.
Jackals in Greece?
I know, I had no idea. Greece had those things. Obviously, we're not talking the Greek islands, where they really don't happen, but on the mainland, this happened near an archaeological site near the Turkish border, so we're up into the wilds of Greece, as it were, and this 62-year-old woman, Celia Hollingworth, was apparently walking on her own near this site, close to the Turkish border. It's thought that after, or possibly during, the wolf attack, she had tried to phone home, but the signal gave out. And we know there have been a number of bear attacks in Italy of late, but I have to say, the idea of wolves and jackals anywhere in Europe. Well, I mean, even in Finland, which has got quite a sizable wolf population, the last fatality there was 1882, so this is very rare.
Yeah, it would have been very nasty. Now, I'm a plastic bag fan. I always get annoyed when they try and ban plastic bags. I recycle them, I put my rubbish in them, I pick up my dog droppings with them. You're talking about going further and banning plastic straws, surely not. What, are we going to go back to paper?
There's quite a movement towards that. Yeah, I think paper straws pretty much disappeared in the 1970s, certainly by the 80s. Once upon a time, of course, everyone just chewed on natural straws, ryegrass, didn't they? But, of course, the plastic straw has taken over. And here we are. There's quite a movement for this called Refuse the Straw. It began in America. In the UK, it's being championed by the designer Vivienne Westwood.
Oh,
and
yeah,
quite a lot of people catching on to this, including two of our biggest pub and bar chains, Wetherspoon and All Bar One. That, can you imagine that one day, Steve, we'll be trying to explain to a small child the fun of blowing bubbles in your milkshake or drinking cola one strawful at a time, because it does look like the plastic. But there again, in America, how's this for a stat? They use 500 million plastic straws a day. There's something wrong with that when it takes centuries for them to decompose.
I only have to look at the body shape of Americans to know what's wrong. I think we know, Adam, don't we?
Yeah, and it's not all straws, if we're honest, either.
Exactly right. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist.